Exercises 5 and 6, page 224.
Today we are going to be talking about George Washington Carver, who became famous in North America as an agricultural scientist. Interestingly, one of the reasons he became well known was for being the inventor of peanut butter. But this is totally wrong, and we'll talk about where that idea might have come from later. Carver was born in 1864 in the southern USA, when slavery still existed. It ended in 1865 with the end of the US Civil War, a war which had a terrible impact on the South and their agricultural economy. Growing up poor and being surrounded by poor farmers surely had an influence on the young George. While he was in high school, Carver's art teacher noticed how much he liked to paint flowers and other plants and suggested that he study botany at university. He was a brilliant student and was accepted to Iowa State University as their first black student in 1891. He was no less successful there, and he graduated with a master's degree in science in 1896. As an agricultural scientist, Carver wanted to help poor farmers. The southern US farms had grown mostly cotton for many years, and every year the soil got worse. Carver developed techniques for improving the soil, especially by alternating cotton with other crops such as peanuts. Doing this helped the farms really increase the quality and quantity of their crops, meaning they made more money. In order to encourage the farmers to replace cotton with peanuts, Carver created 44 newsletters for farmers, which contained 105 recipes with peanuts. However, none of them were peanut butter, which can be traced back to a Dutch colony in South America in the 1700s. Carver died in 1943, at the age of 79. He had only around $60,000 to his name, because during his lifetime, he cared more about helping others than making money. He remains one of the most important black scientists of the 20th century.